This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 76 for Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to climb higher on Wednesday, spurred on by technicals and by short covering. With the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $7.70 at $611.30 per ton. The January contract gains $8.10 at $624.20 per ton. A trader says the canola market is ignoring the strike by grain workers at the Port of Vancouver, banking on the federal government ending the labor dispute sooner rather than later. Also, he says trading is ignoring China's investigation into alleged canola dumping by Canada. The trader notes that farmer selling is putting some pressure on canola. Meanwhile, increases in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are underpinning canola values. Declines in crude oil prices are trying to put a lid on vegetable oil gains. That Canada reports the August canola crush well exceeds 850,000 tons, up 2.5% from last August. Also, StatCan says canola deliveries last month are 1.31 million tons, almost 35% more than a year ago. Manitoba says its harvest is 58% complete overall, with the canola at 55% finished. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.21 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74 and a quarter. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 180,000 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. Ahead of the USDA's quarterly stocks report on Monday, the trade pegged soybean stocks as of September 1st to rise to 351 million bushels from a year ago. Corn stocks are to nudge up to 1.84 billion bushels, and those for wheat are to increase to 1.97 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The November contract advances 11 cents at $10.53 per bushel. December soy oil is up by more than 0.8 of a cent at 44.15 cents per pound. December soy meal is up $2.30 in choppy trading at $328.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn rises 3.5 cents at $4.15 per bushel. December oats gain 6 cents at $3.71. The U.S. wheat complex pushes upward as Chicago December increases 11 cents at $5.89. Kansas City December rises 10 cents at $5.81. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December adds 4 cents at $6.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.